Hey guys, how you going? I realize it's been a month since I was last on here, and yeah, in that month I've had my final exams for last semester. So I was a little busy at that time, but I said that I'd be back very soon, but that didn't happen. So I'm sorry that I wasn't back sooner. I'm sorry that this is just a ramble. I wanted to do another part of my AMA, but I don't know. It's too much thinking right now. My brain doesn't have that capacity to think about answers right now. I just do kind of a stream of consciousness type thing and just kind of give you a little update. So, well, it happens all the time. This is like a bit of an explanation of why I haven't been back. And it happens at the end of every semester, like when it's, I have to hand in all my papers, and then leading up to finals of that semester, my anxiety gets really high, which is normal because being a student, that's what happens when the stress and anxiety like takes over. But most of the time, as soon as my exams are over, the anxiety just completely, pretty much completely goes away. But this time it like didn't go away. And not only did it not go away, it's progressively getting worse, and I don't know why. Could be because I just started my final semester, which is as scary as shit. But yeah, so like I haven't really, pretty much this entire time I've just been rolled up in bed, like reading and not wanting to do anything. I've been sleeping and reading, basically. And occasionally eating because I'm still alive. Yeah, I mean, I hadn't, before yesterday, I hadn't left the house in like 2 weeks, which is crazy. But anyway, I digress. So yeah, that's why I couldn't, haven't been, I wanted to record some more stuff and like, record my parts of my AMAs because I've got so many more questions to answer. But yeah, I just haven't been able to, like, even right now speaking, it just feels really weird. I feel like I haven't talked in forever to anybody. But well, before yesterday, but anyway, it's besides the point. But also, you may have noticed that I had some pillow talk still up on my Soundgasm, but I've decided to take them down. The anxiety kind of contributes to that as well because I've been feeling so shit that I don't know, just it didn't feel right. I feel like my brain works in strange ways and it's probably not gonna make sense, and I don't even know how to explain it. Just felt that, like, I don't know, in a way I was faking it, in a way. Like, because most of them were, like, girlfriend experience type thing, like, I don't know, if I were in a relationship right now, which I'd say, like, thank God I'm not because that poor, poor man. But, yeah, I wouldn't be the best, like, I wouldn't be the best partner. And so having those up, it just felt like that's all I could think about, that just it was faking it. And even the fact that like it was recorded and stuff, and that's not me now, it just, I don't know, my brain just couldn't handle it, I guess. But yeah, so I decided to take them down, but I do have the audios in, like, I've got them saved onto my computer, so if I might choose to upload them in the future, but at this point I don't see myself uploading any pillow talk or any like Gone Wild audio stuff, like, at all. I think I can say that I'm officially retired. Yeah, I think yeah, that's probably the best thing to do at this point, retiring. Maybe I'll come back in the future, but for now I don't see that happening. But honestly, I do get the urge to record sometimes as well, and I've actually got a few requests to kind of do bedtime stories and stuff, or like just, read books. And Let me know if that's something you guys would be interested in, because I could do that, and like I'm okay with doing that because they require less like brain power. But in saying that though, like, because doing that, it'll be much quicker and easier, and like, you know, they'll require minimal editing, and you know, I'm not gonna have to act at all for the most part. Obviously, there'll be a bit of acting required, but like, not that much. And I'm not pretending to be me, so I guess that helps as well, my brain. But anyway, so yeah, let me know if that's something you would be interested in. I could do like bedtime stories, maybe some like reading like novels and stuff, and maybe some of the classics, maybe some smut even. But yeah, they'll be much easier to record, minimal editing. But in saying that, if I do that, what will happen is that I'm terrible at reading out loud, like absolutely god awful at reading out loud. I stumble on my words, and I'll try to fix it a little bit as I'm recording it, but like for the most part, there's gonna be stumbles and stuff. It's not gonna be like a proper audiobook where like it's perfect, because that will take me years to perfect even like the smallest book. So, but yeah, let me know if you guys are interested in that. But yeah, guess that's all I have to say for now. But yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. Well, that's all I have to say. See you next time, I guess. Bye bye.